Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
G'day guys, you are listening to Heavy Magazine. My name is CJ and I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Josh from Earthcaller. Mate, how are ya?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. Yourself?
I am fantastic. Now, the program that I record this with royally fucked the interview, so we are having to do this for the second time. So
I'm gonna put it straight on record, man.
I'm all about being authentic and real as possible, dude. So
hey, this is a real journalist, ladies and gentlemen. No
damn
bullshit
straight.
Here.
Hey man, shit happens. Computers fuck up. It is still 2022, man. So you know, let's fucking go. So Josh, man, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to do this, but to do this a second time around.
No, good brother. Anytime.
Sorry, dude. First of all, I want to kick into it. You have got an absolute jam-packed second half of the year that's coming up, and you guys have been pumping pretty hard up until now, already with COVID and everything like that. So, quick summary before we get into a bit of the nitty gritty. But what's going on in the Earthcaller camp, man? How has things been, and what's going on in the future?
Okay, so in the Earthcaller camp, I would say that the current overall sentiment is a lot of optimism and a lot of like looking forward to like some super good opportunities. We have a really jam-packed second half of the year. We're touring with Ocean Sleeper. We're going to Europe. We're touring with Dropout Kings. And I think the last thing that we have booked is the Volvadinha tour, which is a jam-packed week of absolute brutality with like a couple of really good bands.
Hell yeah.
And we're pumped for that one. The tickets are moving quickly for all of these tours. So, you'll love to see it.
Now, I want to give some quick details. So we'll start with the tour. So it's kickstarting off on Friday, November 11th at the Woolly Mammoth in Brisbane. Saturday, November 12th, the Factory Floor in Sydney. Sunday, November 13th at the Northcote Social Club in Melbourne. Tuesday, November 15th, Enigma Bar in Adelaide. And Wednesday, November 16th, Amplifier Bar in Perth. Plus, joining them is Barbarossa as well, which is just another balls-to-the-wall, brutally heavy band, man.
Very heavy.
Now, in the last interview, you did say that they're going to be a tough act to follow because they do bring the noise. And I did ask you the question, what is another tough band that you have played with that has been hard to follow?
And I will maintain the same answer as I did last time.
Yeah.
The answer is the Gloom in the Corner. I in the last interview, I had to think about that for a sec, but this time I'm very certain that that's the case. They go super hard. We've played after them a couple of times, and I definitely wouldn't say that we don't like playing after them or whatever. But I mean, I'm like, if you see them play live, you will understand why they would intimidate some bands for sure.
What goes through your head when you're at a point when you have a band that you're sitting there going, fuck, these guys are brutal, I have to match that? What goes through your head before you set foot on that stage to try and match, if not better, that?
No, it's like not even like that. Like when I see like a band kill it as hard as Gloom in the Corner have before me, or heaps of other Aussie acts and stuff, like I just think to myself, like, oh, this is amazing. Like the crowd is warmed up. They're actually getting a show, which is something that I feel like is lost in the art of booking a show. It's like,
yeah,
it's like a lot of people try and like, especially like, you know, a lot of headliners, they don't want to be like, they are really conscious or intimidated, and they don't want to be upstaged or whatever. But I think that a show isn't about you. It's about the people that are going to it. And when the bands are really good from the jump, like you're going to be playing to like a much more enthusiastic and happy audience. Like they might be tired by the time that you jump out there, but they'll be entertained and they'll give you their all if you give them your all.
Damn straight, bro. That's a really positive answer. I like that, and a very selfless answer. I really, really, really like that.
I just like seeing people smash it, man. It's
fucking A, man. So speaking of smashing it, you guys have been smashing a new single with a new member. So Mystique has joined the band as a full-time member very recently.
That's right, yeah.
How did that come about? How is that all going for you, man?
Yeah, it's going amazing. Just the quick history of it. It came about after just like it sort of came about by chance. It wasn't like a plan that was sort of spoken about like at length or whatever. What happened was is just like anybody else, we heard Mystique's work. And we were super impressed by it. And I messaged the guys showing them a particular video of one of her pimped up videos. Mm. And I just said, like, wouldn't it be cool if we could get her to do some stuff on it? You know, I wonder if she's interested. And I got in touch with her and she was, you know, delightful to talk to and like, you know, very enthusiastic about working with us. So, you know, we approached her just like any other band would. You know, a transaction, you know, we paid up and then within a few days she had put together some insanely crazy first draft of her work on our single Choke, which was the first thing that we put out together. Mm. And yeah, because we'd all gotten along, we'd all stayed in touch and then you know, she offered to come down to the video clip and like be in it with us and stuff like that. We were excited to have her and we all had like a really nice lunch that day. And, you know, we all just hit it off. And her and I joked a couple of times about, oh, how good would it be if she'd join the band? And then she actually just sort of said that she would be keen and we were like, no way. And the rest is history. It's like, we've released some really cool like singles together now, and we're at the stage where we're about to pump out a new record. We've like written and recorded a lot of that already.
How's that process going? Like, obviously, when bands say new music, I don't want to push by any means, but what can you elaborate in what's going on with the new music that's coming out? Because obviously, it'd be very different having another member like Mystique and all of that that's in there that can write. What's different to before compared to now when it's come to writing the new music?
Well, with regards to writing the new music, I wouldn't say that much is like different, you know, like for me personally, but in terms of for Earthcaller, there's like, you know, some changes. Initially for the first few records, I was the primary songwriter. Now, Carlo's really, our guitarist Carlo has really stepped up and he's written like a couple of really strong songs for this next record. One of them's going to be a single. Mm-hmm. Mystique is obviously performing on all of the tracks. So this is the first record where she was in the studio with us from the inception of it, in the writing process, all that kind of stuff. Mm. So that's like a first for Earthcaller. In terms of the sonics of it, I can say that we really sort of, I would say that this is our most ambitious record. We're going in every direction. There's heavier moments than we've ever had. There's softer moments than we've ever had. It's really like brutal. It's really melodic. There's cleans. It's a record that we like went into with the only sort of goal of being like, okay, how are we going to like just really make our mark as like songwriters, like that could like, you know, that anybody from any genre could listen to our music and think like that's impossible to not respect, you know? And I feel like we've achieved that. So I'm interested to see what everybody reckons.
Dude, that's dope. And I mean, I said this in the last interview and I'll say it again. The first time I heard you guys was, I can't remember who, but someone submitted it on local band Smoke Out Australia when I was running that briefly. And
yeah, I think it like got into the finals on, I think one of our songs got into the finals
it
on
did.
That. Or did it maybe even was in like the final or whatever. I'm not sure if I remember correct.
I think you guys made it to the quarterfinals, which was really cool, because that's a long session, because that's band v band, and there's I think something like 9 rounds that a band has to get through to get to the winning of that. So
you know,
it was pretty nice. And it was all voted live by people that were tuning into the stream. So there were quite a few Earthcaller fans that were tuning in for that for sure.
Dude, that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to them for having us on the show.
Oh, damn straight, man. And I think the thing too that I've got to say is that you guys have been plugging so heavily away with what you've been doing for the past couple of years. And it's so awesome to see you guys at the point now where you're about to step into some awesome shit. You mentioned that you've got a European tour and going to the UK, which is awesome. Plus with the new music, new member. It just seems like everything is falling into the right place now for you guys.
Yeah, I'll definitely agree. Everything's coming together. And, you know, it's been like a lot of hard work to get to this point, which is why I try and always say to people, like, don't underestimate the power of just really, really working your ass off. Like, you know, you will get the respect that, you know, you will get the respect that hard work generates implicitly. And yeah, if you make like smart decisions and stuff like that and just try your best to work on yourself, you'll probably be able to achieve the same, if not better, you know?
Absolutely, dude. Well, man, that's some pretty powerful advice there, dude. But where I want to end this interview up on my last question. Now, I have answered this and you had a pretty controversial answer, but my last question I always ask in every interview is, if you could go back and relive any show you've played for whatever reason, what show would it be and why?
My controversial answer was that I wouldn't go back. I am only looking forward. With the stuff that's already announced, there's going to be shows in that pile that are probably going to outdo any show that we've played in the past. And the stuff that we haven't announced, like the tours that we haven't announced that we're playing yet, there's definitely going to be some stuff there that will definitely outshine anything that we've done in the past. For anybody who hasn't seen us since Mystique has joined the band, I highly recommend you come and do that, because the level of musicality and just the sonics and the experience of it is just a completely new experience. She's a very talented and very, you know, very impressive person, on and off the stage. And, you know, yeah, I would, yeah, I'm not looking like I wouldn't be looking backwards at all. Like our best is yet to come. So
as I said, I'll make you a promise. I'll come back in 6 months' time. We'll do another interview after the tour and hopefully the new music is out. Then I'll ask you the same question, and I'm curious to see if you come back with a different answer.
Hell yeah, man. I'll try and see if I can spill any tea for you.
Man, I appreciate it, bro. Well, look, thank you so much for your time this evening, dude. Is there any parting words you want to leave us with on this interview today?
Yeah, keep on fucking moshing, you dogs.
Yeah, you dog cunts. Well, man, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Guys, go get a ticket on their tour supporting Volvodynia. I apologize if I got that wrong. They are going to be in support with Babarusa as well. Go grab tickets. I'm sure you can find it all over their social media. Again, thank you so much. It has been an absolute awesome and pleasure getting to have a chat with yourself this evening, Josh.
Anytime, mate.
Absolutely, bro. Well, look, you take care, guys. You've been listening to Heavy Magazine, and you have a great day, cunts. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Yay.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.